Come on, man.
And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
KFI AM at 640. It's Conway Show. Mark Thompson is with us on Tuesdays. Let's finish up here. Listen, it's a very moving piece about Pearl Harbor that happened 80 years ago today. 80 years ago.
The Mitchell Washington family was there as well. Why?
Because to be able to serve is an honor, and it is not something that we should ever not recognize. To be able to serve our country is one of the highest honors.
What happened 80 years ago pushed the heretofore reluctant United States into war.
What Pearl Harbor does is take the big neutral country, the United States, and drags it into the war. You know, a couple days later, the Germans and Italians declare war on the United States. You could not have had a world at war with the United States absent from the fight, and the United States would not have come into the fight, I'm convinced, in any dramatic way without the shock of Pearl Harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
So here on the eve of the 80th anniversary, a little history lesson, and tomorrow you're going to meet a survivor of the Pearl Harbor attack.
Wow.
Who is on a radar station and has an absolutely remarkable story to tell.
And as you said, the number of people who can tell a firsthand account is dwindling all the time.
Rapidly.
So what a treasure that
so
will
good.
Be.
And there's still so much to learn. I just learned from that piece.
Right, exactly. And you know
You know, whenever you look at documentaries or footage that's narrated, or people, you know, discussing Pearl Harbor, you always learn something new about it. You know, there's always something like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know this. You know, you learn a lot about it. But the United States, you know, what a huge miscalculation that was, you know, to attack Pearl Harbor, the United States, and think we're just going to roll over. And there's a lot of people that said the United States probably knew something like this was going to happen because all three of their aircraft carriers were out to sea. I mean, if those were destroyed, that could have been it.
Right.
You know, the Japanese would just have rolled over Hawaii and taken Hawaii. And where would we attack, Hawaii from?
And there was a lot of documentation after the fact that said that there was a lot of discussion in Japan about whether or not, because they had a feeling where those aircraft carriers were about whether to go after them or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they ended up not, obviously.
Yeah. Wow. That's wild. And it was a different, different vibe. There was a lady who used to live across next door to us in Burbank, right near Hollywood Way and Magnolia, where Porto's Bakery is there. And we used to live there. And the lady next door to us, I think her name was Kay. She has lived there her whole life. She was 85 and she has since passed away. But she was 85, maybe 15 years ago when we lived there. And she has pictures of her driving down our street on Cordova, where they had to put masking tape on their headlights of their car and only allow a little tiny bit to be open, and because they thought that the Japanese were going to attack, Burbank and Southern California.
That's wild.
And that's why when you look at these studios, you know, like Warner Brothers and Disney and ABC, NBC, you know, the old studios, all the sound stages look like big old airplane hangars. And they were designed that way to throw off. If the Japanese ever attacked, they would attack Warner Brothers and NBC and CBS instead of, the actual Army and Air Force bases.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? And there are some streets still in Burbank that are extra wide, right, in residential areas. And I can't think of the name of it, but I think it's Florence is one of them. And they're extra wide in Burbank. And those streets were painted like runways. Even though they're just residential streets.
Oh, that's
true. So if the Japanese ever did attack, they would attack a runway in Burbank. That meant nothing. It was just a street. Kind of, it's amazing how
it's a different time.
How many things you had to think about, back then. But that's the fear that she said she lived under, for 4 or 5 years. You know, having to shut all the lights off at night, and there's no street lights. There were no lights on at all anywhere at night because they thought the Japanese were going to attack. And so you drive around the valley, and you literally couldn't see anything. There was no street lights. There were no offices. There were no, 7-Eleven or grocery stores, whatever, with their lights on. Everybody shut their lights off at night. So when you looked out over the valley, if you're up in the hills of Tarzana or Encino and you looked out, you couldn't see anything. Everything was dark. And the cops would come by if you had anything lit up. and ask you the first time to shut it off. Then the second time, they'd shut it off.
Sure.
You know, for you. I think the third time, the electric company shuts you off, and you're done. But that it is wild. But that Pearl Harbor is amazing to go see. I remember being over in Waikiki with a couple buddies, and my friends were all like really, you know, studly guys, right? Always, you know, on the move and, you know, chasing and stuff like that. And I was sort of like the guy that was reading the LA Times, like the Jim Murray column, right? Pretty studly move when you're 12 or 13 to be, on the beach reading the LA Times. And so when we were over in Hawaii, I said, hey, let's go to Pearl Harbor. And they're like, yeah, I don't really know what that's all about. I'm like, well, let's just, you know, let's go see it. It will take a day. And they're like, yeah, or we could go, there's a surf class. We can go try to learn to surf. I'm like, let's just try it. You know, it's $7 to do it. Let's just go over and see what's going on over at Pearl Harbor. And we took the tour, and man, those three guys that were with, they're really moved by it. You know, they really sort of woke up as to what happened, you know, 80 years ago.
Yeah, you're saying if they could bring those guys to sort of the sobriety you need to be there.
Right, because those guys didn't care about it.
Yeah, they were on the make. Right. They didn't,
yeah. Yeah. But and we were young. We were like, you know, 19 or 20.
Oh, sure. No, so, I get it.
Know.
I get it.
But it was unbelievable. And you know, I never even thought about this. And I'm sure there's no connection. But Ernie Anderson did the voiceover, you know, for Pearl.
Yeah.
And I could try to find it. But Paul Thomas Anderson, who's Ernie's son, named his first daughter Pearl.
Oh, wow.
But I think it's more of a connection on her mom's side, Maya Rudolph's side, than a voiceover.
Yeah, I wouldn't think. I'd go, so how come your daughter's named Pearl? Well, you know, my dad did the promos for Pearl. Yeah, what was Pearl? It was a miniseries on NBC. My dad did the promos for
Right. Although Pearl's brother's name is Automan.
Saturday.
All right.
Hooker's going undercover.
And then they have an uncle, MacGyver. All right. Let's do a whip around here. Vanna White, we were watching on TV during the break. She is in her, I don't know, 20th, 30th year of flipping those letters over with Pat Sajak.
On the wheel.
On the Wheel of Fortune. What is Vanna White's annual salary? What is Vanna White's annual salary? She works 48 days a year. 48 days a year.
She works 48 days a year?
That's right.
That's insane.
F her.
48 days a year.
Wait a minute. I have to see. Where are you seeing that? 48 days. Yeah, I can't see it anyway.
Right there.
No, but I can't see it anyway.
These, I'll read it for you.
Okay.
That's 48 days a year to earn blank amount of money.
Oh, my God. I don't care what she makes. That's insane.
Okay, what do you think Vanna White makes a year? All right, Mark Thompson, for 48 days.
$4.5 million.
That's wrong. Steph Arena.
$1.5 million?
1.5 is wrong. Let's get Tony in on this. T-Dog, what do you think?
$7 million.
$7 million. No. How about Angel Martinez? You with us, Angel?
I am.
All right, and Vanna White's annual salary working 48 days a year.
$48 million.
Whoa! You should be her agent. Croge.
I'll go an even 10 mil.
That's exactly right.
Yay!
Wow.
Crozier nailed it. $10 million. What is that, $200,000 an episode?
That is just sick.
Something like that, right?
Is it that low?
Sick.
Probably.
Yeah, somewhere around there. About $200,000 an episode.
But you know how those negotiations went down? It was something like this. Like, your client's already making $4.5 million, and she's working 48 days a year. Right. And they go, yep. Her agent would say, well, she wants $10 million. You go, $10 million's ridiculous. We're not going to give $10 million to your client. She's working 48 days a year. You go, well, then I guess you get somebody else to do it.
Right.
Because that's what she wants. And she doesn't need the money. She's made making money for some time now.
Right.
But this, just so you know, when my client walks off Wheel of Fortune, you're going to get blowback like you have never had blowback.
It could kill the show.
Right. And you'll end up spending $15 million to get her back because I'm not going to have her come back for $10
million. Right.
So, you know what I mean? It's right. One of those things, right?
Right. All right.
Wow.
Pat Sajak.
Oh, my God.
You want to do a quick, all right, quick mini whip around.
So he also works 48 days
all right,
a year.
Yeah, just because we're running a little late. Just Mark. All right, Mark Thompson, a mini whip.
If she's 10 million, he's got to be 32.
15.
Okay.
$15 million
Gosh,
a year.
That's just sick.
This is according to CelebrityNetWorth.com.
Yeah, they don't make mistakes.
No, why would they, right? But everyone is reporting her salary is $10 million.
I can't believe Pat Sajak only makes $15 million. I mean, he does so much more work than she does.
That is true. I don't know how Vanna White's not burned out.
Well, you know, Angel, you don't know how much work that is to do what she does. You say that, but and that's a common mistake I think we all make.
Do you think she preps? Like she reads the answers?
Well, she has to know where the numbers, the letters are.
No, she doesn't. Well, they light up and she touches them.
Yeah, but she has to, you know, she can't wait for them to light up.
Oh, and Crow's right. She touches them. She doesn't have to flip them
anymore.
Doesn't
even turn them
that's
anymore.
Right. She doesn't flip them anymore, right?
Yeah. But in a way, flipping them was more fun. It's probably worse for her to only touch.
You know what we're going to see in 10 years? She's going to be in a wheelchair and she points to them.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, wheels across the stage and points.
Can't wait.
There it is, right there. All right, man. Vanna White, $10 million a year.
Wow.
Working 48
days is just sick.
48 days. That's wild. All right. Well, we don't make that around here. So we got to take a break and we got to give you more sponsors. We're live on KFI. It's Comrade Tom. Some more now with Crush. KFI AM at 640. It's Conway Show. Mark Thompson is here for 9 o'clock, another 40 minutes or so, right?
Yes, kid. Yes.
And then tomorrow at 6 p.m., Paul Thomas Anderson's coming.
Oh, yes. That's going to be so great.
To talk about our new movie.
Yes.
Licorice Pizza, right?
Well, you have a critical sequence in the film.
Thank you. And Paul has been nominated for a handful of Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that he is the front runner with this movie for 2021.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? Not at all.
You put him over the top.
All right.
You put him over the top.
And it opens up nationwide on Christmas Day. It's called Licorice Pizza. It's getting great reviews. So tomorrow at 6 p.m. All right. We have the most dangerous freeways in America. Congratulations. Thank God, right? We were leading in something here.
They're starting to get to be more dangerous than they were for 2 years, right? For two years, they were empty. Now, all of a sudden.
Now they're getting crazy again.
Yeah. Dangerous freeways in America are right here in California. A new insurance study reveals the 5 freeway ranked number 3 on a list of the 10 most dangerous roads.
Number 5, the 5 is the third most dangerous freeway in the United States.
In 2019, nearly 190 people died on the 5 freeway, which runs through Sacramento, Los Angeles, and San Diego. The 15 and I-80 also made the list.
Okay. The 15 and I-80 also made the top 3.
Okay, here's why that study's unfair. The 5 freeway goes from Tijuana to Ashland, Oregon.
Oh, I see. So you're just covering so much territory.
That's 800 miles.
You're right.
On the East Coast, that would be 7 states.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Or 6 states, right?
Yep. I mean, that's a great take. It never even occurred to me. It's apples and oranges.
Right. Of course you're going to have a lot of people die. There's 800 miles of that thing.
And didn't it say that it was done by insurance companies?
Right.
So, come on.
How many states have an East Coast front? I mean, let's go through them, right? Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
What's above
Virginia.
That? Virginia.
Virginia, Maryland. Rhode Island.
Is it Jersey?
Jersey?
Delaware.
Maryland. Delaware is above it. I think Jersey's.
Delaware's connected to Maryland.
Okay. Delaware's south of Jersey, yeah.
All right, so Delaware, Jersey, New York, Massachusetts.
Connecticut, sort of, yeah.
Connecticut has a little piece. Mm-hmm. Right, I mean, there's probably 13 states.
Yeah.
And on the West Coast, there's 3. So, of course, it's going to be more dangerous. I mean, you can't say, more people die of smoking. You know, everyone thinks that California is so health conscious. More people die of smoking in California than Delaware. Well, yeah, of course. There's 40 million people in California. There's 9 people in Delaware. Right. So I don't know. I think while it's probably true, I think you have to look at the study. All right, if you ride the Metro, free rides on the Metro.
It will soon be easier for some students to get to the L.A. Community College District. L.A. Metro is launching a fareless transit go-pass program to help encourage higher education. It will allow students to ride all buses and trains operated by Metro completely free of charge through the end of next year.
Wow.
All LACCD students are eligible to participate in the go-pass program.
That's a cool idea, right? Yeah. They can ride for free. What? You already got the TV. What's this? Okay. Would Conway please do us a favor and honor announcing tonight, that we have an updated Pastathon total.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
This is good, people.
All right. Here we are. It was last night. It was $873,000. We have a new updated number, $933,502.
Wow. That's extraordinary. Wow.
Man, we're $67,000 away from $1 million.
Did you hear that, everyone? We just need $67,000 more dollars.
Yeah, and 115,324 pounds of pasta and sauce. That's wild.
That's so great. That's unreal. Just so great. Yeah.
And then to do the calculation like we did last night. But Mark missed it. Maybe Mark wasn't.
Yeah, I love calculation.
All right. So let me see. It's 115,324
okay.
divided by 2,100. It's like 54 cars. It's the same weight as 54 cars. The average car in the United States weighs 2,100 pounds. So 54 cars, you take all the metal, the engine, the tires, the seat, the roof, everything, the lights, and you put it into a pile, it would be 54, almost 55 cars in pasta and sauce. That's wild.
Mind blowing.
Man, what weighs more, the pasta or the sauce?
I don't know. We got a lot of pasta.
I think the sauce is heavier, though.
Liquid, right?
Well, the sauce is heavier per ounce, but did more people donate pasta?
I see. Yes, that's a good question.
There was more pasta donations than sauce donations.
So there's not enough sauce to put on that pasta?
Oh, wow. I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah.
People, we just need more pasta.
We need more sauce. I am the sauce. Isn't that a commercial we run here? For Bounty, isn't it?
How's it go?
I am the sauce.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
We are the sauce. It is the sauce.
What was that?
Can we run it? Steph, can you look up a Bounty? Isn't it Bounty?
I think it's Bounty, yeah.
Can you look that up and see if we can roll it?
We sure can.
I am the sauce. Because my wife and daughter do that all night long. Where'd you guys hear that? And they're like, on KFI, you idiot.
That is a good comeback.
Yeah, it's Bounty.
All right, can you play it?
We just want to confirm.
It's like when somebody says, "So what time is it? You mean now?
Mm-hmm. You mean the current time?"
People are just checking.
Well, it's unusual.
Just checking in.
I know. Belly always gets that straight face when she thinks I'm being too hard on somebody. She gives me that eagle eye.
She does. I can feel it. I don't see it, but I can feel it through the walls.
You know. I mean, look, Johnny gets that all day. I get it like 4 hours.
I'm just being protective.
He's at home right now going, yep.
Yeah. It's like, I know it. I only break away from that eye. All right. It's a Bounty commercial, right? I am the sauce. Oh, yeah. Let's crank it up.
I made the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce?
Spilled the sauce? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand.
Are we playing that? Steph, are you in your car playing that?
It says headphones.
Oh, you're playing it out of your headphones?
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
There's a guy.
Oh, he just played random. You thought it was one of our spots?
I know. I thought it was. It's a commercial on the station, right?
I've never heard the spot.
I've never heard that on the station.
That commercial, but I don't know if it's on this station.
It is, because my wife and daughter constantly say.
Well, we were going to check that.
No, I'm not.
Are you saying that Conway's wife and daughter might be mistaken?
Yeah, are you calling my... Which one are you calling a bigger liar, my wife or daughter? Please respond. Please respond.
Yeah, be right there.
All right, we're live on KFI. It's Conway and Thompson. More now with Crowd. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Mark Thompson is with us. Oh, this is a great song. Let's crank this up.
I'll be home.
if you're in your car, sing it. Don't just sit there like a lump.
Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
Under the tree.
It should be around the tree.
Sure. Here we go.
Christmas Eve, you'll find me.
Wow, I sound exactly like this guy.
Exactly.
Can you tell us apart?
Where they?
Where the love light gleams.
When do we start hearing Sinatra?
Here we go.
I'll be home.
Wow, that was a little pitchy.
Flat.
Pitchy dog.
Where?
If only in my dreams.
Ding dong.
Just heard that promo for Handel. Gave the numbers for the Pastathon.
Crazy, huh?
And they're so wrong.
Wait, hold on one sec. Let's kill the music. What happened?
Well, he gave the Pastathon totals.
So wrong.
Oh, he gave the low numbers?
Yeah, he gave the... They're so wrong.
He gave the 873?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that guy?
Jeez.
Well, he doesn't have the updated numbers.
Well, then I should plug in the updated numbers in that promo. Go, hey, Bill, awesome. No, it's 933. And then he's like, what are you talking about?
Or just take out the part where he gives the numbers and your voice giving
yes.
the new numbers.
Oh, let's do that. Let's recut that. All right? We'll recut that tonight. And I'll give out the new numbers.
Why wait? Let's do it now.
You want to do it now?
I think so.
All right. Let's roll tape. Are we on the 24 track?
We're on the...
I got to hear the promo so I can hear the tone.
I got to hear it so I can match it.
Yes.
Voice match.
Voice match. All right. Here's the promo that we ran with Bill Handel and the old numbers. And then we'll plug in the new numbers using my voice.
Pastathon 2021 is in the books.
On behalf of Katarina's Club and the Motel Kids that we all help feed, thank you so much. This year, we raised
$933,502.
$74,000 and almost 20,000 more pounds of pasta and sauce than last year.
Donations at
pastathon.com. Okay, we can keep the 20,000 pounds. That's fine.
Well, how much more was it?
It was about...
What did we say it was yesterday?
65.
65?
Yeah. Wasn't it 95?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was 95. So another 20. Yeah, that sounds okay.
So it would have been 40,000 more pounds of pasta and sauce.
Right.
He said 20.
Well,
but he didn't give exact numbers.
The average listener would be like, who cares? Right. But
one would argue.
But the 933,000, we should plug that in. And because that promo is going to run tonight, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. I'll fix that in post, man. Right. I'll fix it during the commercial break.
You're the ultimate team player.
Yeah, that's right. Bellio knows that. I was called I shouldn't be saying everything on the air, right? There's some things I don't.
Oh, gee, you're finally learning.
I don't
that.
Have to say on the air, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Ding dong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, congratulations to everybody who helped us out with those numbers. $933,502. I mean, that's incredible.
Amazing. Yeah, it's extraordinary. I mean, it really is incredible.
I got to do the calculation, though. All right? Here's the calculation. All right? Because for every $10 you donate, that makes 14 meals. So you go 933,502, divide it by 10, multiply it by 14, and you come up with 1,306,000 meals.
Jeez.
Isn't that incredible?
That is insane.
Yeah.
We're going to need terrific. A bigger calculator.
Right. Yeah. Or, I mean, that's if no kid has doubles, you know.
Right.
No kid is pounding this pasta.
Tommy!
You know.
Yeah. We know who we're talking to.
But I did ask Bruno when we were down there because they reached the 7th millionth meal. And they pinpointed it to the exact kid. And they said,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they said this kid is the 7 millionth meal that they they posted.
So he got second helpings?
Well, no, I asked him. I said, Bruno, I said, what did he get? And he goes, he got an extra slice of garlic toast.
Hey!
And I started laughing, and Bruno backed off like he didn't know that where the joke was.
Yeah.
And
it's very good garlic toast.
Yeah, I said, that's funny. I said, what did he really get? He goes, I told you. Extra slice of garlic toast. What's wrong with you? Anyway, that's a great number. $933,502. If we had somebody listening right now who donated $67,000.
Yeah, you'd be a million.
We'd be a million.
But you're effectively already at a million. Okay, so it's technically not, but it's pretty close.
Right, right. But I think next year we can get a million. Okay. Look, we have a formula that works now, right? We take the most popular show on the station and we drag it down to the White House.
No, that's right.
We quarterback the entire week. And then we let everybody else chime in.
Yeah, we'll hand it off to the other shows from time to time.
That's right.
We handed off the baton.
That's right.
Yeah.
We did 4 hours of heavy lifting.
You deserve some special credit. I really do think so. Yeah.
Thank you.
You specifically, Tim Conway Jr. Yeah.
Thank you very much. No, it's all Michelle Cube. If Michelle Cube was not working at this station, that charity would not be happening on the station. Yeah.
I agree with that. That's true.
Right?
I agree. She set the whole thing up.
She identified it first. The origin story is that she found the charity.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
But you know what we discovered?
It was the Motel Kids. The story was about the Motel Kids.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Katarina's Club. But we discovered when Michelle Cube's dear father passed on, then she could tell us what he did for a living, but she couldn't tell us before he passed away what he did for a living. And so when we were down at the service down in Orange County, I said, so tell us, what did your dad do for a living? He was instrumental and one of the designers and one of the engineers on the stealth bomber.
Oh, wow.
He designed that thing, helped design it. And she couldn't talk about it, but he's been to Area 51 like a dozen times.
Man.
Isn't that a great story?
That's very cool. What did he say about Area 51?
He told her some stuff about it, but she wouldn't tell us.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that nutty? But I mean, and he also worked on the space shuttle. He designed the wings and the outer, sort of skin for the space shuttle.
That's very impressive.
Isn't that great?
If we plied her with some mimosas, I think she'd tell us.
Or we just kept, if we literally just locked her in my office and said, you're not getting out until you tell us about Area 51.
I think the mimosas is a better approach, but we can try that.
Whatever.
Whatever, Jim.
You're always, it's good cop, bad cop. You know what I mean?
No.
All right. That's great. That's a great number.
And incredible.
$933,502. That is super. We're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Croce. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Mark Thompson's here.
Yeah.
How do I?
Look at you coming down the hallway.
It was a working break. I said to
Stefan, throw me on. This is my big break.
Yes.
But then he looked down the hall like, should I?
And
I knew, okay, don't.
Very loyal man. All right. I had to fix something during the break, right? Because this is a working break for me. So let's hear how it sounds. Probably horrible, but at least the numbers are right. Crozier caught it. Crozier deserves all the credit here.
Pastathon 2021 is in the books.
On behalf of Katarina's Club and the Motel Kids that we all help feed, thank you so much. This year, we raised
$933,000
and almost 40,000 more pounds of pasta and sauce
than last year.
That actually is pretty good.
Yeah,
you know, you're laughing, Croce, but that actually is pretty good.
No, I love it. I think it's fantastic.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's about a 6 out of 10, right? Because I don't do an impression of Bill Handel.
Is in the books.
On behalf of Katarina's Club and the Motel Kids that we all help feed, thank you so much. This year, we raised $933,000 and almost 40,000 more pounds of pasta and sauce.
I think it's strong. I'll tell you what, if you would just run that, you just run it, I promise you, you don't get any calls, no emails.
You don't think?
Agree. No, you don't.
He's going to be like, handle sounds great.
Yeah. Is there a discussion that we shouldn't run this? Because to me, it's given.
It's running.
I think we should run it.
It's running.
All that's missing is a blow me up.
That's great.
So thank good. You so much. This year, we raised $933,000 and almost 40,000 more pounds.
The 40 was better.
40.
That was
beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that 40.
Dollars yeah. And almost 40,000 more pounds of
that's
pasta
so
and sauce.
40, right? What's wrong with this guy? All right, Mark Thompson's got a big, huge show.
Big and huge.
Northern California.
Oh,
KGO, right?
KGO. Hey, Tim, did you notice my hat,
yeah, the
no, merch
what does
hat?
That say? I was going to say,
it's
you know,
the Mark Thompson Show hat.
No way.
We have a bunch of merch. Got a
you know what I would love from you?
And hats.
You know
and...
what I would love from you, merchandise-wise?
What's that, Brosh? Television?
A pot holder.
Oh, yeah, the pot holder's the hot item.
Wait, you have a pot holder?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have a Mark Thompson Show pot holder. It's at getmarkmerch.com. Now, I don't make any money from this. I want to be clear about this. I don't make a dime on this.
Here we go.
All the money goes to animal rescue causes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who came up with the logo? It looks cool.
This is so cool that you mentioned this because Neil, you know, who is marketing for iHeartRadio.
Wait, Neil Saavedra did
it? Yeah. He came up to me and said, hey, where'd you get that logo? He said, I really love your logo. It's like one of the best logos. And it was a logo design guy that I found through Courtney. And I think he works out of Africa or something. He's like, you know, he's a brilliant guy working in one of those design schools.
We got to put that up on our website. That's a cool logo.
Yeah, thank you.
And what does the logo mean? It's a bubble, like somebody's talking, and then it's red with three dots.
Yeah, so Tim's described it perfectly. It's a red bubble, like somebody's talking, like you'd find in a cartoon or something, and it's got three dots. And the three dots indicate that what? That something is about to be said, right?
Oh, I
about
see.
To
okay.
Be written.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah. So,
or something already was said.
Oh, well, usually the three dots mean that something
okay.
was yeah, right. is about to be said.
Ding dong, ding
yeah,
dong,
yeah,
right?
Ding dong on that. Yeah,
that's a good
dong.
Idea. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so he was good. I sent him some ideas, and then he put the logo together. He gave me some options, and this is the one we came up with. Anyway, I'll get you a pot holder. I have to buy it myself, Crozier, but I'll buy it for you.
What does the hat run?
I think it's $30.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I don't make a dime on it. It's all organic sourced material, so there's no that's there, but it's embroidered. It's not just a stamp on hat. It's a
cool.
Nice hat. It's not like a cheaped out hat. That's the reason.
Hey, who is the guy from Goodfellas? The shorter, funnier
Pesci
right?
Pesci.
I was at the racetrack at Santa Anita, and I said to my wife, "I go, hey, is it Joe Pesci, right? I go, yeah. There's Joe Pesci," and she looked at me and she goes, "How do you know who that is?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "You don't know anybody from show business. I'm surprised you recognize your dad, you know? How'd you know that was Joe Pesci?" And I said, "Look at his hat." And on his hat, it said Joe Pesci.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Right?
Yeah. As you say, you got to hang a light on it.
That's right.
I mean, there it is.
But I like it simple, and it's also, it doesn't say Thompson, doesn't, you know, you don't screw it up. It's just Mark.
Right, yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Mark, does a hat come with a TV?
Wow.
Hey, Mark, does a TV come with a hat?
Wow, really, really overreaching there.
But anyone named Mark would love to wear that
sure,
hat.
Sure, yeah.
And even if
great.
You're not named Mark.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We've really generated some interest, and it's a cool little thing.
Where can people buy it?
Getmarkmerch.com. You got to put the word in there, getmarkmerch.com.
Getmarkmerch.
But as I said, I don't make any money on it, so it's like we're keeping it all just break even, and then any extra money goes to animal rescues, so that's what's
aww.
Cool. Yeah.
You know what? I'm 100% convinced you're not making any money on it. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
When I hear some people roll that out four times in a minute.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, don't say it too much because people will think, hey, you must be saying, you know.
He's making
it was
money.
Like that thing where people were sending money to build the wall. Remember that? They said, and we don't keep $1 for the, it turns out they were keeping all the dollars for the wall. And nothing was going to the wall.
Wait, so how much of this is going to the wall? Of your hat. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Well, okay. Maybe for the next hat. We'll go over
get the wall.
Getmarkmerch.com.
I'm going to go get Mark Merch.
You should check it out. I mean, knock around the website. You'll have fun.
Okay.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Buddy, thanks for coming in.
I love seeing you.
All right. Giants
done. All right.
We'll
say
you.
Hello to Paul Thomas Anderson.
Let's
for
go
me.
Tomorrow at 6 p.m. All right. We're live on KFI AM 640.